Hello again, folks. I am so sorry. I did not intend this latest update to be in multiple parts. But as so often seems to happen with me, I was not able to finish my thoughts in the previous post in a timely manner. So I don't want to leave any dangling threads, and I'm therefore going to create a very brief addendum. But I promise I will not yak your ears off for long. And of course, there's never any obligation to listen in the first place. So if you get sick and tired of me, feel free to move on to something else. Anyhow, what I wanted to say at the end of my last post, before I was so unceremoniously cut off, was that the last text my mum ever received from my Aunt Brenda said something like, "I'm really glad you're going on this vacation, and I hope you have a wonderful time." So I'm really happy as well that my mum finally decided to go. In fact, I said to her before she left, "Please don't feel guilty about this." I said, "You've done everything for the family that you can do at this point." My mum had even made all kinds of sandwiches and wraps for the funeral, and she gave them to an aunt of mine at the visitation. So I said, "You've done everything that you could possibly do. The whole family want you to go. My Aunt Brenda would have wanted you to go. In fact, she would be upset if she knew you were upset." I said, "She loves you, and so do I." So, I really hope that my mum manages to have a good time. I emailed her on Saturday because I knew she'd have free Wi-Fi at the hotel. So I told her I hoped that she'd had a safe flight and was having as good a time as she could. And then I got a very pleasant surprise yesterday morning. My parents actually called me because they also have free phone calls from their hotel. So they told me they'd had a good flight and were having as nice a time as they possibly could, and that they had plans to go to the beach and the market and do a little sightseeing. So I'm really glad about that. I saw my brother on Thursday night as well. He couldn't come to the afternoon visitation because he couldn't get the time off work, but he did manage to come to the evening one, and he stayed for the whole thing and did not have his face glued to his phone the whole time. he's got more social etiquette than that. But he's going to have a hard time living that one down, what he did at Christmas time. Anyway, he was very nice on Thursday night and stood in the line the whole time and just was very kind to all the relatives and friends who came by. So I was really glad that he was able to come. I actually kind of feel badly for him because he has to study for an exam now for his job, and he hasn't written an exam for a while, so he feels like he's a bit rusty. He's actually a millwright, and he got a really good job working for the municipal government of the city where he lives, but he has to keep a record now because of all the bureaucratic red tape of any machinery that he fixes and any parts that he uses. And apparently one has to keep records for the government in a certain way, hence the examination. So I think he's a bit trepidatious about all of that, but he's a smart guy. I know he'll do well. So I sent him a text yesterday to wish him good luck on his exam. I think he wrote it today, actually. If not today, then it's definitely sometime within the next few days. Anyhow, folks, I have nattered at you enough, I think, so I will end this for now, but definitely keep up with the great work with the February challenge. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, I've left a few comments on people's posts that I'm afraid might accidentally be misconstrued, and I just want to let you all know that I'm heartily sorry if I've caused any offense whatsoever. My comments were in the way of good-natured teasing, and they were totally meant to be jocular. But I think one person might have thought otherwise, and if that's the case, I'm really sorry about that. I'm harmless, honestly. I never mean any harm. But no, it's the last thing I want to do is offend anybody. I'm a bit of a tease at times, I grant you. And if I become a pain in the neck, then just let me know and I will shut up and cease and desist and all that good stuff. But yeah, seriously, the last thing I ever want to do is offend any of you. You're all such fabulous people. And I am so grateful that Audio Boom has become such an integral part of my life. This is the one social network that I enjoy and would plug to the hilt. Not so much into Twitter and Facebook, as you will know if you heard my first February. But hey, if you enjoy them, go for it. More power to you. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm just not into them myself. But I am really into Audio Boom, as I say, and would never want to do anything on Audio Boom that would actually offend anybody. So if any of my comments seemed off color, I'm most heartily sorry about that. And I hope that you will forgive me. All right, I'm really done now.